Do narcissistic parents have a handbook or something? Well, you might think so after you hear what I'm going to share with you today. After a poll of the Spanily Support Group for ACONs, or Adult Children of Narcissistic Parents, I've compiled a list of the most commonly used phrases by narcissistic mothers. In the near future, I will also compile a commonly used list of phrases by narcissistic fathers. So if you have anything to add to that video, please leave it in the comments below. So that's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com, narcissistic mothers and the things that they say in certain situations. This will help you to identify if you have a narcissistic mother, as well as helping you to understand her language and what exactly all of that means. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name's Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. Do you have or did you have a narcissistic mother? If so, you may have been neglected or you may have been controlled. With narcissistic mothers, the spectrum is broad. You have mothers who go all the way from completely neglecting and ignoring their children to the other end of the spectrum where you have mothers who completely control every single move their child makes. But if you did have a narcissistic mother, then you know that there's one thing they almost all have in common, and that is that they had very little empathy for you and very little patience for you as an individual. Now, if you'd like me to do a video about the spectrum of narcissistic mothers and kind of talk about each type of narcissistic mother, then please leave me a comment below and let me know that, and I'll add it to my list for next week. So let's get into the things that narcissistic mothers say and why they say those things. What do narcissistic mothers say when you make a choice they don't agree with? You only did that to hurt me. You're so ungrateful. You never stop to think. You are so selfish. This is never going to work. How about some things that narcissistic mothers say when you're upset or you're crying about anything, and the mothers are annoyed by your emotions, which of course they feel are not real or relevant? Get over it. You're so dramatic. I'll give you something to cry about. I told you so. Why do things always affect you more than other people? These are the choices that you have made. Side note, these are the choices that you have made was a big favorite of my own narcissist parent. And in that situation, this was thrown at me anytime anything happened wrong in my life. For example, when I got divorced from my first husband, who was also a narcissist, I remember the first night that I left, I was required to go to this couples only bowling party. And of course, I was no longer a couple. And so here I am, just having left my husband. I was devastated. I was destroyed emotionally. And I was crying the whole night. I couldn't stop crying. That evening, when we got back to the place I was staying, my narcissist parent attacked me and said that I needed to get over myself. I needed to move on. These are the choices that you have made. You have to deal with these choices. It was not good. But I managed and I got through. I guess in some way that led me here to you today. So water under the bridge. Let's move on. What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you attempt to confront them about their behavior or abuse or anything they've done to you? What is wrong with you? You're making too much out of nothing. I never did that. You're just sensitive. I don't remember it that way. Or I don't care. Now, what happens if you prove a narcissistic mother wrong or you have a different opinion than them? What kinds of things do they say then? You think you're so smart. I have no idea what you're talking about. Who told you that? You're so gullible. You can't believe everything people say. What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you question their authority? Don't you dare look at me like that. Get that look off your face before I slap it off. Who do you think you are? How dare you question me? And what kind of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're guilt tripping you? You know a narcissistic mother loves a good guilt trip. I will die without you. You're breaking my heart. You are the reason your father and I divorced. You only care about yourself. I've given up my whole life for you. You owe me this because I gave you life. I'm the only one who will ever really love you. You're so ungrateful. And you know that just like all narcissists, narcissistic mothers love to devalue you and tear you down. So what kinds of things do they say when they're in that process of devaluing you and destroying you as an individual? You were a mistake. Everything in my life is your fault because you were born. You're just like, insert awful individual here. You're never going to amount to anything. I don't know whose child you are. I'm so ashamed of you. You should be ashamed of yourself. No one will ever love you. No one will ever want you. You are worthless. You're immature. You don't deserve to be happy. Just wait till your father gets home. It's a shame you don't have any friends. People would like you so much more if you weren't so blank. everyone else agrees that you're horrible, lazy, stupid, or otherwise unsavory. Now, one of the things about narcissistic mothers that's so shocking is that they can actually be jealous of their own children. And this is especially true for girls, but also for boys in some ways. So what kinds of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're acting jealous of you? You're such a Pollyanna, always with your rose-colored glasses on. You think you're so pretty, so smart, or so good. You're a, insert rude term here, and you're only trying to get attention. Guys only like you because you are a blank, or girls only like you for your money. People always used to tell me that I was pretty. You are ugly on the inside. Narcissistic mothers are also infamous for their well-timed backhanded compliments. What's a backhanded compliment? Well, it's a compliment that just kind of includes a little dig, kind of painful, and often kind of sneaky. So here are some things that narcissistic mothers say when they're trying to give you a backhanded compliment. You're so smart, but you have zero common sense. You know what? You would be so pretty if you just lost a few pounds. Oh my gosh, your house is so clean. It's no wonder your two-year-old can't read yet. Well, that dress is so pretty. It would just look so good on your sister. I am so proud of your accomplishment because obviously you get it from me. And just like most narcissists, narcissistic mothers have a really high opinion of themselves, and so they also have delusions of grandeur. So let's talk about some things that narcissistic mothers say during said delusions, shall we? I'm not capable of lying. How dare you accuse me of that? Everyone wishes they could have a mother like me. Calm down. You're being irrational. Side note, especially when you're not actually being crazy or irrational. It's like an effort to drive you to that place. I'll never understand how I gave birth to a horrible child like you. I'm such an amazing person. I can't believe you're no good at blank. You should totally be successful at blank because you're my child. Does any of that sound familiar to you? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did you recognize any of those phrases? And which ones would you add to the list of things that narcissistic mothers say? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I want to say a really sincere, heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who subscribes to my channel, shares my videos, likes my videos, comments on my videos. You are all part of my Spanily, and I am so grateful for each of you. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. I can't express my gratitude enough. Honestly, thank you. And while I'm at it, I just want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, the people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their support allows me to continue to make videos for you every day and to grow my mission to help survivors of narcissistic abuse discover, understand, and overcome the abuse, and then to evolve into the self that they've always wanted to be and to create the lives that they want. This means the world to me because it is literally my life's mission. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. My inner circle includes Kimberly, Jen, Trisha, Stacy, T-Bear, Sylvia Rose, Thoy, Victoria, Julie, Patty, La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pirlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetta. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. That's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.